This is the Rick Edelman Show.
Let me give you my 29 top pieces of advice that I've shared with you over the past 29 years. Keep in mind, as I go through this list, you should always consult with a financial professional to ensure that this advice is in your best interest. Number one, get a big, long mortgage, 30 years, not 15. Don't make extra payments. Don't make biweekly payments. Number two, diversify your investments. Number three, buy ETFs and mutual funds, not individual stocks. Number four, maintain a long-term focus with your investment strategy. Number five, rebalance your portfolio periodically. Number six, keep your investment costs low. Number seven, don't buy investments based on their past performance. Number eight, save for college with a 529 savings plan. Number nine, never make an investment decision based on taxes. Number 10, take advantage of dollar cost averaging. Number 11, don't buy a house unless you plan to live in it for at least 7 years. Number 12, pay yourself first. Number 13, don't convert your IRA to the Roth. Number 14, don't name minors as beneficiaries. Number 15, never buy investments simply because they're rated 5 stars. Number 16, hire an independent, fee-based financial advisor who serves as a fiduciary. Number 17, make sure you're saving sufficiently for retirement before you start saving for your kids' college. Number 18, never buy life insurance as an investment. Number 19, don't title assets between generations. Number 20, don't invest solely in bonds when trying to generate income from your investments. Number 21, take the lump sum option from your pension. Number 22, don't bother budgeting. It's a waste of time. Save the amount you need to invest to achieve your goals and then spend the rest of your money however you want. Number 23, ignore the media. Number 24, don't mix politics with your investments. Number 25, maintain at least 1 year of spending in cash reserves. Number 26, don't lend money to family or friends unless you're willing to lose the money or the relationship. Number 27, pay attention to exponential technologies. Ask if your career is threatened by them and ask if your portfolio is reflective of them. Number 28, be sure you're thinking about whether blockchain and digital assets should be a part of your financial plan. And number 29, be sure to listen every week to The Rick Edelman Show, because as I've been saying since 1992, money doesn't come with instructions. 888-PLAN-RICK, rickedelman.com.
These callers are pre-recorded and pre-screened. Investing strategies such as asset allocation, diversification, or rebalancing do not assure or guarantee better performance and cannot eliminate the risk of investment losses. All investments have inherent risks, including loss of principal. There are no guarantees that a portfolio employing these or any other strategy will outperform a portfolio that does not engage in such strategies. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Presented by the International Association of Registered Financial Consultants, IARFC. Candidates must hold a professional designation and must have disseminated their comments on financial topics by having them widely published in articles, journals, books, etc. They must have provided outstanding personal service or leadership in the financial services industry. Nominees must have participated in some aspect of financial education to the public or to other members of the profession. Investor experience returns were not considered. This audio recording contains a hypothetical illustration meant to demonstrate the principle of compound interest and is not representative of past or future returns of any specific investment vehicle. They do not include consideration of the investment fees or expenses, time value of money, inflation, fluctuations in principal, or taxes. An index is a portfolio of specific securities. Common examples are the S&P, DJIA, NASDAQ, the performance of which is often used as a benchmark in judging the relative performance of certain asset classes. Indexes are unmanaged portfolios, and investors cannot invest directly in an index. Past performance does not guarantee future results.